Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter, this mountain of prophetic interventions. Let this be the first thing you do as you wake up daily. Switch on your phone to listen to Turning Point, pray and meditate with it. Be saying amen, I receive it, and engage whatever prophetic action we may be asked to engage for the day. Do so by faith. They work wonders. They will work for you. Then turn to the prayer booklet, also authored by me, for a short Bible study for the day. Read the day's portion and pray the day's prayers. It is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal with a token, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so now if you are just joining us or just hearing this. Welcome also to Sunday, the 11th day in August 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart and be responding with amen, I receive it. God's glory shall arise on you. God's light shall shine on you. This mountain is a mountain of strange moves and strange acts of God. May God's strange acts of mercy and goodness become operational in your life and family. Before this month is over, I prophesy on you, strange open doors, strange open heaven will locate you, and from far and near, people will bless you. Your name, your children's names, your business outfit, your platform, your network, and your ministry shall receive God's sweet divine visitation. God will visit you. I say God will visit you. He will send his holy angels to you. He will send angels in form of men and men in form of angels to help you on. You will never be stranded. Someone is listening to me now. It appears you are stranded, stagnant. Nothing seems to be working or moving forward. You can't point to anything new or positive that happened to you lately. Do this. Rise up if you can. Take two or three steps forward and say, I move forward. Say, I change level. Say, I change status. So shall it be for you and your children and your generation. This commission you are connected to is always changing levels, moving forward, making progress. New multitude of people daily join us on this platform. They come for our meetings. Receive that same oil on your life and your things. You will not lack help. You will not lack support. God shall give you the gift of men and women in Jesus' name. Now, everyone, do this where you are. Just smile. Yes, smile. Put on a smile. I prophesy. God will keep you smiling, happy and joyful all the days of your lives in Jesus' name. Before you go to bed today, you will receive a major good news from far and near. If you are attending a church service today, God will bless you during the service. If you are not, God's blessing shall come over you wherever you may be these days. Everybody say, amen, I receive it. August 11, born people, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Be divinely covered with God's presence. Untimely death sentence is hereby canceled over all of you. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right to our knowledge and wisdom segment. First issue for teachings today. Good morning, sir. My husband is a twin. He made a mistake in his date of birth. He wrote 16th October instead of 28th October. But the year 1976 is the correct one. What will he do since most of his vital documents bear 16th October and he celebrates a different date with his twin brother? Wow, he wrote 16th October instead of 28th October. That should not bother him. Tell him not to be bothered. No one is coming from anywhere to ask his twin brother if that was the true date. No, do you know what? There are many people who don't even know there are bad days, especially the older generation. They just made some assumption and indicate a date which they celebrate as their bad day. I am one of such people. I once told you the story of my bath, how my father's room was burgled, and the steel box in which he kept a little note containing the names of his children was stolen away. So, my correct birthday was stolen away. And since then, there was no duplicate or anyone literate enough in the village to record this wrongful arrest, the whole record vanished. When I grew up and to be registered in school, we just assumed a date, calculating some things that happened around the time of my birth. And that's how we came about July 2, which I celebrate till date. It did not remove anything from me. But on the other hand, your husband can go and swear to an affidavit of his correct 28th of October date, then send it to wherever the documents are needed. Such opportunities were not available during our own time when I was growing up over 60 years ago. Next, good day, TPGF. Please, can spiritual forces stop one's harvest even if one's giving has filled the cloud? Wow, no spiritual force can stop your harvest, provided you put the harvest in the good fertile soil of God's kingdom, which I have explained here severally, what a good soil for sowing your tithe and other seed represent. Then sow your seed bountifully, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, and sow it consistently. No spiritual force can stop your harvest if you meet those conditions. However, you must know that what follows seed sowing is not immediate harvest. Most of the times, there is a waiting period for the seed to germinate, to grow, and start bringing harvest. So, have patience. Sow more and more. Your harvest season will soon come. Next, good morning, Daddy. I am married for over 15 years now with 3 children, but I am not happy in this marriage. I feel like quitting this marriage every day because of so many things. We don't sleep together. We don't discuss together. We don't pray together. He does not treat me as a wife. Even to make love is a problem. We can stay for months without touching each other. Please, sir, advise me on what to do. God bless you, Daddy. Wow, marriage issues and challenges again. One of the areas where many people got it wrong in life is the area of marriage. Most people married in ignorance to wrong spouses. They married who they ought not to have married, out of ignorance, out of tradition and superstition and parental pressure. All you said now about this man were already there in him before you agreed to marry him. All these character traits were in him. It didn't just become like this overnight. But since you didn't know what to look for in who to marry, there are no teachings, no counsel, no mentors to guide you. So you just married like anybody we married. Well, you cannot quit the marriage. We can't just be talking about quitting marriage, provided that it's not physically assaulting you or threatening your life. Raising the children together is also very crucial. Go into warfare prayers, as we have taught it here, on your marriage. Have patience. God will touch his heart. But if he's beating you or threatening your life, then no one will advise you to stay, to be killed. But if not, manage him. Pray more. God will intervene. Next, good day, sir. Can you give me the cause of one of Daddy's books, Understanding Wealth Creation Principles? That's, thank you very much. Wow. The book you are asking for is titled Why People Are Poor and the Way Out of It, where I explain how to start from nothing to become rich and wealthy. For all the inquiries about our books, including these ones you just mentioned, send an SMS, make a chat, or a call to Bookie on +234 805 6434 758. Ask for the whole list of our publications with prices, and then the cost of sending it by courier or through buses inside Nigeria. And these books, many of them too, are on Amazon. You can actually download and purchase them online. I want TPGF members and listeners to have all my books. Please read all my books. Practice the insight written in them. Oh, you will be happy you did. There are great insights in all those books. Read them, run with them, and you will have testimonies. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us online this morning in our 2 Sunday services, real life or online. 2 services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9 to 11 a.m. the second service, via our YouTube and Facebook platforms, both are the real Femi Emmanuel. Have you paid your tithe and sowed your seed on your income lately? 10% of our income is what is called tithe. This God's portion in our earning. Sow it for the advancement and the growth of God's kingdom work. Then the battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 8888, we are sowing this month, and connection to 689 also. Do this cheerfully with faith, using our payment platform already with you. TPGF members in United Kingdom, remitting your tithe and your seed in pound sterling, we have now opened an HSBC account in UK. Please remit your tithe and your seed to the HSBC account in UK in pound sterling. It will help save us from high charges on commission from the other platforms. All other tithers and seed-sowers, use our PayPal platform. It is still very valid, is our own. Please do so. And for more information on the HSBC account for our UK listeners and members, send an SMS, a chat, or a call to Deola on 074-111-28401. It will send it to you and start using that. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will descend heavily on you. Whatever cloud covered your destiny and your history and your life that is not making the right thing and the good thing to happen on time, by fire, it is rolled away now. The power of God is on you. The grace of God will multiply. All these that ideally speak to your life with the anointed head and tongue shall become testimonies. The prayers you pray for yourself and all the prophetic actions we are taking by inspiration, they will turn around and make a new person out of you. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.